for the technical problems that marred Facebook's IPO. For 1320 WILS, I'm Jennifer Kishinka with the Wall Street Journal Report.
57 degrees, 809 on this Thursday morning on a Tony Connelly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Mark is here with me, and as we look out the window, nothing but blue skies on our horizon here. Man, it's nice outside. I'd like to be outside. Thanks so much for tuning into the program. I got a phone call from a friend who told me about this business in Hazlitt. And this business is going to be featured on How Things Are Made. It's a TV program. If you've never watched it, you got to check it out. It tells you how things are made and takes you from the beginning to the end of the process. Kids love the program. And to celebrate the fact that this business is going to be on that show, they're having a special soiree, if you will, at Reno's East. Bert Baker's the owner of Baker Drivetrain in Hazlitt, and he's on the other end of our line. Bert, how are you?
I'm darn good. How about you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Darn good. Now, that's really, really good. tell us the genesis of Baker Drivetrain. Why'd you start it? How did it go in the beginning, and where are you at now?
Yeah, sure. The genesis was pretty simple. My wife and I, Lisa Baker, we own Baker Drivetrain, and we were both engineers at a car company that used to be in town here, sold Oldsmobile, some may remember. And we were working there in the 90s, and I had this idea for a 6-speed transmission to replace the 5-speed that Harleys came with back in the 90s. I made a couple prototypes in 96. They worked. Long story short, in 98, we quit our jobs at General Motors and rolled the dice on Baker Drivetrain, and we make transmissions for Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
How many people do you employ?
We employ about 20.
Tell me, why is a 6-speed better than a 5-speed?
Sure. Better fuel economy, reduced vibration on the highway, and the vibration that, you know, is tough on the machine and tougher on the rider, and it's the transmission that everybody wants these days. All right. They're selling like hotcakes.
All right, Harley Davidson is the holy grail when it comes to motorcycles, and to get them interested and to get them sold, what you have to do?
Well, you know, and to clarify, we don't sell directly to Harley Davidson. We are the aftermarket, meaning if an individual buys a Harley and they don't like the transmission, or they want to have a better transmission than their neighbor, because let's face it, the whole Harley-Davidson thing is personalizing your bike and making it cooler than your neighbor's. And if they want improved fuel economy and reduced vibration, they come to us for their transmission after they buy their bike from the Harley dealer.
How many of these do you sell a year?
You know, we sell roughly 4,000 to 5,000 transmissions a year. You know, it's not a huge market, but it's a very, very niche market. Another facet, you know, that maybe some of your listeners can identify with is, you know, the Paul Senior, Paul Junior, Orange County thing. We also do transmissions for the custom bike world, and you know, a lot of people are. They know about that show, and we provide all their transmissions for the bikes they build.
How did you get in touch with folks like this to do business with them?
You know what? It's a small world, maybe like the radio business. You know, there's just a few of us doing specialized things like this. But actually, Paul Sr. called me up back in 2002 before he was a big deal. And laid out this vision of what he had planned and all that. And so we got together over 10 years ago, and it's been straight up since then.
What do you make of all this? Did you ever imagine that Baker Drivetrain would be what it is today?
Oh, never, ever, ever. You know, my wife says, be careful what you wish for back in 98, you know. Back in 98, I wanted to be the transmission guy, because back at the time, there was really nobody in the aftermarket taking transmissions and drivetrains serious. And I kind of saw that as an opportunity. I went after it. I developed a bunch of products to appeal to that market, and by gosh, we're the people. You know, we ship all over the world, Tony.
Why didn't people take drivetrains and transmission seriously?
You know, it's first off, it's a little bit of voodoo to a lot of people, transmissions and gears and things that spin around inside that shiny box there, you know. And the bottom line is a lot of performance. I reference fuel economy, but you also can get a lot more acceleration out of the hole, acceleration all the way up to highway speeds by playing with the transmission ratios as opposed to hopping up your engine, which is the mainstream way. Yeah.
Are you a motorcycle guy? What made you develop this for bikes?
Well, I grew up with dirt bikes, like a lot of people. And, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't want to have anything to do with these old stodgy Harley Davidsons. As I got older, I'm 50 now, and as I got older, you know, they grow on you. And, you know, it kind of turns into an affliction, an addiction, you know, and Harleys are cool. That's the only way I can put it.
Does what you do for motorcycles transition to the automobile?
It could. We have our eyes on some automotive niche markets. It could easily translate into the automotive side of, you know, once again, the aftermarket side of automotive, which is huge if you see any of the stuff on the Speed Channel and like that. It could easily transition. You know, basically, we could take the model of the business we currently do and translate it to, you know, transmissions for cars or, you know, skateboards, you know, with engines. You know, we're all about transmissions and torque multiplication.
Bert Baker is the owner of Baker Drivetrain in Haslett. Bert, are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a cliche, but I'm a big fan of Michigan manufacturing, you know. I have a lot of friends all over the country that own businesses. And, you know, in Michigan, you can get any part made. And, you know, there's so much manufacturing talent in this state. I'm just a huge fan, and I like this place.
What could be done in Michigan to make this more of a mecca for manufacturing?
You know what? I think more and more people like us that deviate from the mainstream automotive, you know, tight businesses. You know, the state isn't just about automotive. It's about manufacturing, and we're darn good at it, you know. And I think more little niche businesses like Baker Drivetrain, like medical, like, you know, there's a bunch of alternatives to automotive that could diversify us and, you know, put us back on top again. I'm a big fan of this state.
Baker Drivetrain is going to be featured on the television show How Things Are Made. Tell us about that, Bert.
Yeah, the show How It's Made tonight at 9 o'clock on the Science Channel. You know, they feature three different companies' products during a half-hour episode. We have one of those episodes, and they came to us last summer. Did some filming here. They were a very professional crew. You know, I've had a little bit of exposure with the TV stuff through, you know, the Paul Jr. people and Discovery Channel. But these guys were super professional, super knowledgeable. They filmed the show here. You know, it takes a while to put together a TV episode. And tonight on the Science Channel, it's going to be unveiled. We're really excited. What they're going to do is they're going to go through the process of building one of our nostalgic transmissions that has a kickstart lever on the outside. A lot of the Harley-Davidson stuff is rooted in the history going back to 1903, but in this case, going back to 1936, and they're going to show it from A to Z.
All right, and there's nothing like an opportunity to celebrate, especially at Reno's, and you're going to do that tonight. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we want to have a viewing party. we think this is a big deal, and you know, we're just little farm boys here in the Lansing area, and you know, to be shown on the Science Channel, which really appeals to a broad market. That's one reason why we're so excited. This isn't just a motorcycle, another motorcycle show. This is a widely viewed. You know, I know people that watch the show with their 5-year-old kids. I know people that are 75 years old that are fans of the show, and for sure at Baker Drivetrain, we're all fans of the show, and we want to go out and to Reno's East, which is a fantastic place, and celebrate.
What time is that tonight?
Yeah, at 9 o'clock, the viewing begins. They have the TVs. Of course, they have the Science Channel at Reno's East. Jesse, the owner, was very gracious to set us up with a little area, and we invite anybody to come out and watch it with us. And Tony, we're really excited.
All right, Jesse Stipkak is the owner of Reno's East and West. As a matter of fact, they've hosted a lot of the parties that we have, and Reno's East is just fabulous. It's located on Saginaw and Abbott Road. They have maybe one of the most awesome patios in the state of Michigan. That'll be tonight at 9 o'clock. You can watch Baker Drivetrain as they're featured in one of the segments of How Things Are Made. It's pretty cool stuff, Bert. And you know what? I'm going to put your number in the computer here, and when we talk manufacturing, we're going to give you a call.
All right. Please do, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Have fun tonight. Thanks so much. Bert Baker, the owner of Baker Drivetrain. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When we come back, we're going to talk with Todd Cook, who's the director of We Are the People Michigan. You know that money we're going to get back? Via taxes from our state. He says the number is a slap in the face. And we're going to ask him why he thinks that, and we'll do that next on 1320 WILS.
Glide on your ride that you buy from the guy at Spin Bicycle Shop. You possess the power to move yourself on man's most efficient machine.